1 p.m., the day after Thanksgiving. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Have dawn and light, and there are no holidays in heaven. Sorry about that. Gross misunderstanding. Sit around in piles of honey and milk. Doesn't work that way. I guess what we will do first is let me explain what is going on in the minds and all the confusions. You're having a great deal of difficulty sorting. I'm going to give you an absolute rule of thumb. If you take it within and it does not feel right, it is not right. It doesn't mean the entire thought is incorrect, but it means some part of it better be restructured. If anything that you read gives you other than a quizzical, inquiring feeling, I would like to know more about it, or I wonder if that could be correct. If you immediately have a negative, dark cloud response to it, look very carefully and discard it. If it is valid, it will come back to you in its proper form. Demand that it do so. You will not be allowed time to ponder every last contradiction that comes into your space. And believe me, as we move forward, there will be so many that you will not be able to weed them out. Dorma says to me, "Are we the only ones?" Well, who cares? Who cares? Do you care? It doesn't change your load at all. And when ones tell you that there's a scarcity of dark energies to impact you, oh yes, most of the astral level has been removed, as a matter of fact, elsewhere. That was not in deference to the Dark Brotherhood, however. That was because you stand to blow up your world. I believe that probably what was written this morning should be put onto this tape, because you probably will wish to share this tape with someone. There's little discipline, lessons, and a good time involved here. So we will take it from beginning. Oberly Rick, someone who is comfortable reading and can get onto the tape. Are you picking her up from over here?
Yes.
It's really too warm in front of the fire.
Yes, we've moved the microphone, so we're getting her very well. And I can read and still be heard.
You can interrupt if you like. However, it may be well to hear it all. Things might be answered. You're all going to have a big question about this ridiculous book that comes under discussion every moment of our life now. I don't want you to give one iota more thought to it. You have just saved $17.95. It is worthless trash. What you need from the book, I will give you. I would choose from the book. So if you would continue, Oberly, then we can discuss it. I'm sick of it.
All right. I am Hatton in light. Greetings. Be at peace. You have flooded the ethers with observations regarding many things. We will discuss a few, please. Dorma, you will please re-enter my presence. I can remember your biggest quandaries. I'm going to comment firstly on the most recent book of a channel which has come to your attention. We're not going to entertain bit by bit, drivel, and take pieces and take precious energy in qualifying / not qualifying such. There are portions which needed to come into attention, happenings you must realize are coming forth from elsewhere, and current situations which bear immediate attention. For benefit of you ones, I'll repeat again, the one Ashtar is what who you would title Commander of the Intergalactic Federation Command Fleet. Titles vary as we effort at descriptions and definitions ones receiving can recognize. He, it, they, her, them, need attention and receiver, receivers, and transmitters, frequency terminals in this area.
That's Commander Ashtar I refer to.
All right. There must be coordination between this project command and inter-fleet activities. The universe is infinitely large, and we can only deal interdimensionally with a tiny, minute portion of it. Human has a necessity for personalizing all that comes within his attention. There is not time to deal with trivia of a channel's fantasy. There are ones who will be coming forth to assist, but dear ones, ours is not to play around in your messed up fairy tales. Ours is to tend a sister planet capable of affecting the universal order. Ashtar has his job, I have mine, Isu has his, and you ones have yours. The Dark Brotherhood have theirs. How better to distract the poor, non-thinking, non-perceiving masses than through contradictory, absurd visual and printed propaganda? These books coming into your attention, such as Earth Assignment, will lull the foolish into false beliefs, discredit any truth of the inter-space relationship, and yet carry enough truth to disrupt positive action. Not unlike the tampering of your book, Bible, truth is there, but all but impossible to find. Illusion and delusion are two different and opposite thoughts. Discern the difference, Shelas. We have discussed guidelines for discernment. Please go through the checklist and stop playing with the discarded. As a brother-sister galaxy-planet being, I would be in your system anyway. As a far-reaching, infinite universal command module, Ashtar would have no reason to even attention your sector, except in crisis to universal order. As energies first began human contact, terms were used which could help define order, or chain, of discipline and activity, pecking order. Royalty means something far different than defined by Earthman, just as love and intersexual activities are ill-defined. You ones are caught within a web of perpetual misfortune. Misinformation.
Misfortune, too.
Yeah, both. Misinformation, yet there must be a mutual level of understanding, i.e., if Tuita receives and signatures of the Emerald Cross of the Golden Robe, she is precisely pinpointed on all communications data systems. Dorma of Atan triggers universal computer response, just as Command Headquarters receives from sector radio men in war sectors. Now, example, just because the Command Central Radio Officer is a lovely female and war zone receiver is fantastically infatuated does not lessen the accuracy of his description of the battle information, i.e. where the bombs are landing, if it's tank, corps, or infantry, napalm, or machine guns. It's unfortunate if ones allow the personalized fairy tale to be corrupting, but a calculated statistic at Command Center. What the one Tuwilla is now receiving is perhaps from some energy calling itself Ashtar. It is not the energy of the Intergalactic Federation Fleet Commander, Ashtar. And the personalized individual portrayal of this respected entity is quite ingracious and unpleasant. These publications are making to the truth of interactions are mocking, huh?
Mockery.
These publications are mockery to the truth of interactions, but fall of their own frivolous contradictions. It does not, however, mean that a momentary collapse is off, or that the description...
Monetary, please.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, monetary.
I have a poor copy on this page now. It does not, however, mean that a monetary collapse is off, or that the description of a typical Pleiadian mothership is not correct. It does mean you better be on alert for some self-proclaimed savior, son of Ashtar, Vagan. If he is truth, he will be known otherwise. And if he's untruth, we'll fall likewise. Trivial crap, dear. This is why original movie is a fantasy by definition. Truth needs no interpretation. A good phrase to remember. 1795 plus tax for a $2 book tells you all you need to know. Ones of integrity do not sell exclusively the design for soul evolution. So be it. Enough fun to babble about, of no further value per se, but do pay attention to how it is received by ones of your groups. Very important. Another good selection tool. And you ones will please not give credit to such garbage, please. We must not discredit this project by such trash. Please and thank you. Do we understand of each other clearly? When your inner system tells you one or something is incorrect, no, it is, somehow. This is why John, for instance, would feel most uncomfortable with receiving of some Ashtar, because John carries a great information, and everyone and every imposter will be after it. Clear? You know when we are truth, by whatever label. Don't kid yourself about dark energies being all gone now. Another segment of combat, dear hearts, more intense, more desperate, and the last stand. Hold to the master, captain, closer than ever, for you'll be hit by every torpedo the enemy can find, and you know it. Star Trek, touche. Some things take a little bit longer. Sorry, Dharma. I love you, little dreamer. Ah, but you ones are precious to us.
When what she saw stopped the communication, which was as well, and we decided to share the rest. Write fast. Does anybody have the picture? Scan a little bit and let's see if somebody gets the picture.
I think the reference is, if I may give a hint, the reference is to the Star Trek.
Well, if you want to discuss the other drivel, we can do that too.
Okay. None of that is major enough for us to waste our time on.
Thank you.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
So. Now, do you want to talk about Star Trek?
You must be referring to the manual that we brought to her attention yesterday.
What do you think about the manual?
It's interesting.
Why? What does it do to you? Why is it interesting to you? Let's have a little game here. I'm purposely putting this on. Onto their voice recordings.
It's interesting because it appears to bear some semblance of accuracy on certain levels.
However, as you look at it, it is the fantasy. It is the props, descriptions, costume design for your fantasy Star Trek. Does that not hit you? For the ones of you who have not looked at it, it is called Fleet Command Manual, I believe, or something. Star Command. Something. and it was picked up off of a military computer system. Now, why was it there, or was it there, or what do you think about it? It was originally, supposedly, uncovered by accident on the computer system of the military in 1970. It bears persons such as Captain Kirk, Spock, Phasors, Vulcan, Romula, Insignias, how to translate alphabet, what the symbols would appear to be. Does anybody know when Star Trek came forth on your television, or could have been in the writing?
50s, 60s, mid to late 60s.
Certainly no earlier, but certainly around that period of time. You have to remember now what the situation was with television. For several years of your time, all you got was wrestling.
That's right.
Those of you who can barely remember back to black and white television and little screens was wrestling. Well, you're back to wrestling. You see cycles just come and go. Your wrestlers just look even sillier than they did then, but very little difference. It's just like a rerun. But that is not the important thing that I want you to pick up. I want you to begin to put your fragments together. And I want everybody asking me questions to speak up. This is the first time there's going to be something put on their computer data systems that I want unequivocally clear. For there will come the time when someone will push a button on the military, governmental CIA computer system, and this will come up. Name, date, rank, and serial number. And someone out there in what you perceive as your future is going to wonder, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did Mr. Spock, Nimoy, bring forth that information from Vulcan? Is that an accurate description of a phaser or ray gun? How would you perceive the best way to bring knowledge to man?
Fantasy.
Leak it into the system.
Leak it into the system. Plant the seed and let it grow. And you do it before you have airplanes. There is always the dreamer. And he can base his dream somewhere. Enough truth comes from your propaganda called the Bible that says, hey, they got around in the air some way. They flew. They had wings, of course. They must have had wings. Someone had to dream a vehicle that could be powered some way other than by the body. And the dream comes forth. And no one notices. If someone had gotten up on the platform and preached to you and said, you've got to believe there's going to be an automobile or ants, you would have thrown him off the stage. Just like they laughed at Mr. Edison, Mr. Bell, who I might say stole the idea from Mr. Rice. Man's also very, very sneaky. That dream comes, and it comes from the ethers, because man never changes. He only recycles. somebody comes forth and says, hey, I think I'll just write this little story. Where do you think Buck Rogers fits? Could it possibly be that was the media of the time?
I think so.
And then you had the Jack Armstrongs and all these wonderful Batmen, and they didn't call them spacemen, but they certainly called Superman Superman, didn't they? Who came from Krypton or something.
That's right, Krypton.
And what was your media? Radio. And comic books. Buck Rogers got his start in your newspaper, Funny Papers. There was before him Sky King. A dream of patrolling from the air. But Buck Rogers was the best. And they captured the imagination. They have hung around for a long time. Nobody said they were real. Do you think that means in the mind of the author they were any less real?
Did you know that Buck Rogers was used by many design departments, aircraft design departments, for ideas to sell new concepts?
Yes, sir, I knew that.
I knew that too.
Two of us knew that. Now all the rest know that.
I heard him talk about going into the preliminary design area and looking at the comics.
You don't have to go out and tell the world, hey, this is real. Do you?
No.
Somebody realized it inside that that was real. This is the problem with your preachers and most of your channels. Most of your entertainers get up there and proclaim, this is real crap, boys. Come on, brother, believe this. Man knows whether it's real or bullshit. Well, it may be a while before you know whether that manual came across as a set of instructions or part of the script for Star Trek, but I will tell you right now, it came directly from above, around, under, however you call the universe. Man was desperate, and we needed a background, something man could associate with, and there has never been a program to come forth that has meant more. You have your little Trekkie groups, and you see as Star Trek is coming closer to your Earth, you have your whale communicators. And then even if they were bereft of total integrity, what next captured the light of the world? The little ETs, close encounters, man is searching for himself out there. He wants to believe it. And one day, friends, they will punch up something on their massive computers and they're going to get a run-down script of Sipa Poo life story. And they will wonder how this got on their computers. Do you think the CIA is going to tell them it started in the living room in Tehachapi? How strange that that little town should have borne that name. Did they name that little town after this motion picture? Because now, motion picture video documentaries are the method of mass information distribution. With the speed of light. You are in the middle of making history this is the only way you can bring information with integrity to the public. And we walk right out there and we call it a fantasy. Man will not escape the truth of it. And because he will not escape the truth of it, we will then give him backup to prove it. And that is why it would be an ongoing series. They will begin to watch what happens in this town because it will be the model city. And they will not be lost to books like Earth Job. I would like, please, for Wally Gentleman to get a copy of this and discuss it with Mr. Nimoy. I think these gentlemen may wish to include Michael Landon. He has a great sensitivity for the higher hierarchical energies. And brother, we're going to get there also. As we make our physical movement forward into a bridge from the ancient to the new, to the future, if you would refer to it that way, and connect and manifest and work together, we will then bring the truth of your destination and your energy source, your Father, God. And maybe we'll do it in fantasy form so that everybody can take their medicine a little drop at a time. There is not a prayer in hell to stop this. Not one, even slight little prayer in hell to the devil god. It will capture the imagination of the world because it bears hope. And yet, when they come knocking on your door, it was a lovely little fantasy with broken arrowheads. 15,000-year-old arrowheads, but nonetheless. There is no time, and there is no death. And do with it what you may, you will not change it. It is no accident that one such as Nick Eckert would come back into the picture. You're making the next episode of Star Trek. A little screenwriter from Bear Valley Springs who is captured and captivated worked with Star Trek. Where do we go from here into magnificence? And the ones who are to know about it will capture their imagination instantly. Do you care whether it is Shirley MacLaine or Sigourney Weaver, for instance, or Meryl Streep? No. Whoever can do a beautiful ballet out there on a rock. And believes in her heart. Some of them would be making a great error. Robert Redford has earned the right to have this. I would hope that he would see it. There are some who truly are just beyond the surface and cannot dare believe. They have grown so big. And their earthly lives have shattered in one way or another, usually by their own hand. And their own physical weakness and ego. The earth has a way of doing that. Man forgets. And you ones who are parents, you're going to just have to bear with the other things in your life. I'm going to repeat this for Dorma, Oberlee, Elizabeth, John, and Al, who has no real current contact with his children. Alan lives next door. Randall's children are elsewhere, and Rick has none so far. That means he has to raise all the rest of them for you.
He's smiling. I knew you were my brother for a reason.
You cannot control that. And because you sit in here and they say, you sound like some asshole from Star Trek. And worse than that, you're their parents, and they, oh my God, they're not at it again. Bear with them. They're scared to death. They're scared to death. And they're going to do everything they can to distract you. If I can make her mad enough by my behavior, she'll get off that kick. And they're desperately frightened that you will give in. Don't do it. Don't weaken. They felt they were strong enough to be birthed into these situations. You thought you were strong enough to walk right through it with him hanging all over you. Don't disappoint them. You're all they have. And they all have a place, lest they would not be here. That does not mean they have the right to drive you insane. Nor do they have the right to disrupt a project that has to move forward. But let's go back and look at it. Somebody was smart enough to put that in a military computer. They were taking pictures, brothers, of everything coming to the group who were writing this documentary that was going to come forth. Now they can discredit it by saying it is simply a part of that series they did a few years ago called Star Trek. Ultimately, man knows better because man wishes to be better because he knows he is God's self and less than better is not worthy of him. And his own perfection tells him there is nothing beyond his grasp. Except that he shoots him own self down continually. And one day this will pop right out of somebody's CIA computer. Well, actually, you're going to have it popping out of more than that. We've got full attention now. They're wondering how they can get it off the damn thing. And I'm just wondering where they would like us to send the drawings.
To the nearest laser printer.
Do they want them pastels or, I mean... History is being made. You wouldn't have wanted to miss today. I had to have somebody have it register. And when it did, she about knocked the table over. And if I had been within reach, she would have choked me. We could get there a lot faster, Hatton, if you didn't play these stupid games. Well, if you were a little brighter, sweetheart, you would have found it out long ago. And we wouldn't have wasted all these days. But neither would we be as far along with the city. Do you see what our job is? We can turn the fun things over now. We don't have to get out of it. We can now play in it. The city must be built. Because along with the history that is being made is the evolution of a planet and the fulfillment of the prophecies that say a transition will be made. And somebody has to build the city. There has to be a guide. Most of the population that we will call the light workers will be taken unto motherships to sit out perhaps 5 years at least. While even the new transitioned place takes her form, rearranges her face, cleanses her land masses, and someone has to be here to build. And then as Earth evolves, those ones can come back, and it will be as if they have slept. Actually, their experience will be incredibly beautiful. They will pick up the blueprints, and they will continue to build in peace. The cities are prepared. The father has been quite brilliant. Even Ashtar has done his job quite well. His job is not to come and babysit. There are, believe it or not, other little perturbations going on in the universe. Isu is very favorable toward this planet. There are many masters who have their favorites. And every parent who is honest might have their own favorite child for a given day. Maybe it doesn't have anything at all to do with love. The next day, maybe you don't like that little brat. That does not mean there is not love and giving and caring. It means that all have jobs, and yours has not always been on this earth. So why would you think that Ashtar or Isu would always hover in your back door? Well, it turns out that for almost all civilizations of time, there will be some who will represent those leaders. Dorma phrased it very well. I will repeat it. Actually, she didn't phrase it very well, so I will repeat it. The big chessboard in the sky. You've got a black chip. Let us say checkers. You have a black one and a red one. Let's say the red one is light, the black one is dark. And you have all of these light beings, all of these dark beings vying for those pieces on that board. As long as you hold your ultimate goal, and that is to achieve for the light, getting all those pieces back to the Father God, you will be able to get into perspective what your job is. We will feed you information, you will utilize it and take action. They're going to throw every torpedo at you that they can to get you off your space. You're going to throw the books right back at them and say, up yours. Well, we'll just preoccupy your time so you can't get your job done. Oh, no, you won't. Because we intend to have more fun than that. unfortunately, in your minds, this makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Why do you say unfortunate?
Yeah, why is it unfortunate?
Because you knew it all the time, and you'd really rather that it didn't make so much sense. Ah, yes. Your babies are here to fly those ships. This is truth. And Dormus did scared spitless. I won't show up on your video screen. Well, she would be aggravated if I just dissolved her and showed up right here, right now. And she knows. This is what bothers her. She knows I can do it.
Yeah, but she'd be mad at you because she wouldn't be here to see it.
You might not get to talk for a while.
You're getting tempted, aren't you?
Well, neither do we want to start something like they had in Mount Shasta. When an angel comes, these were energies leaving the blasted mountain. Doesn't anybody understand? The Lemurians have lived in Mount Shasta for eons of time. We had skyports in the middle of that mountain, and we transferred the troops every 6 months. We never left them longer, or they got lost to us. And you better believe during that high energy period of time, the angels came and went and made special appearances for messengers. They told Sister Thedra something. She wasn't sure what she was hearing. And yes, one imaged on a screen, just like the image of Christ on a shroud. That came long after his time. Which Christ, it does not matter one whit. It is the Christ within the mind of man.
1 p.m., the day after Thanksgiving. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hat on and light. And there are no holidays in heaven. Sorry about that. Gross misunderstanding. Sit around in piles of honey and milk. Doesn't work that way. I guess what we will do first is let me explain what is going on in the minds and all the confusions. You're having a great deal of difficulty sorting. I'm going to give you an absolute rule of thumb. If you take it within and it does not feel right, it is not right. It doesn't mean the entire thought is incorrect, but it means some part of it better be restructured. If anything that you read gives you other than a quizzical, inquiring feeling, I would like to know more about it, or I wonder if that could be correct. If you immediately have a negative, dark cloud response to it, look very carefully and discard it. If it is valid, it will come back to you in its proper form. Demand that it do so. You will not be allowed time to ponder every last contradiction that comes into your space. And believe me, as we move forward, there will be so many that you will not be able to weed them out. Dorma says to me, are we the only ones? Well, who cares? Who cares? Do you care? It doesn't change your load at all. And when one's telling you that there's a scarcity of dark energies to impact you, oh yes. most of the astral level has been removed, as a matter of fact, elsewhere. That was not in deference to the Dark Brotherhood, however. That was because you stand to blow up your world. I believe that probably what was written this morning should be put onto this tape, because you probably will wish to share this tape with someone. There's little discipline, lessons, and a good time involved here. So we will take it from beginning. Oberlieg, someone who is comfortable reading and can get onto the tape. Are you picking her up from over here?
Yes.
It's really too warm in front of the fire.
Yes, we've moved the microphone, so we're getting her very well. And I can read and still be heard.
You can interrupt if you like. However, it may be well to hear it all. Things might be answered. You're all going to have a big question about this ridiculous book that comes under discussion every moment of our life now. I don't want you to give one iota more thought to it. You have just saved $17.95. It is worthless trash. What you need from the book, I will give you. I will choose from the book. So if you would continue, Oberlieg, then we can discuss it. I'm sick of it.
All right. I am Hatton in light. Greetings. Be at peace. You have flooded the ethers with observations regarding many things. We will discuss a few, please. Norma, you will please re-enter my presence. I can remember your biggest quandaries. I'm going to comment firstly on the most recent book of a channel which has come to your attention. We're not going to entertain bit by bit, drivel, and take pieces and take precious energy in qualifying / not qualifying such. There are portions which needed to come into attention, happenings you must realize are coming forth from elsewhere, and current situations which bear immediate attention. For benefit of you ones, I'll repeat again, the one Ashtar is what who you would title Commander of the Intergalactic Federation Command Fleet. Titles vary as we effort at descriptions and definitions ones receiving can recognize. He, it, they, her, them need attention and receivers and transmitters, frequency terminals in this area.
That's Commander Ashtar I refer to.
All right. There must be coordination between this project command and inter-fleet activities. The universe is infinitely large, and we can only deal interdimensionally with a tiny, minute portion of it. Human has a necessity for personalizing all that comes within his attention. There is not time to deal with trivia of a channel's fantasy. There are ones who will be coming forth to assist, but dear ones, ours is not to play around in your messed up fairy tales. Ours is to tend a sister planet capable of affecting the universal order. Ashtar has his job, I have mine, Isu has his, and you ones have yours. The Dark Brotherhood have theirs. How better to distract the poor, non-thinking, non-perceiving masses than through contradictory, absurd visual and printed propaganda?